He said he had to use the bathroom. Asked the nigga, he had to do number one and number two. The nigga said it number three.
Man,
oh shit! Up. We on the air.
Man, stop the damn show, man.
Y'all niggas out there recording. Why the fuck y'all don't tell me when we start this shit? But I still to this day don't know what the number three is. Who's mess is this?
Number three is the worst experience of your life.
Came out.
That shit burned, bro.
So hey, that shit ain't right, dog. Cause I've been here for a while.
Hey,
my team's so make sure y'all liking and sharing this shit. Like, what's with you bang? Like, where the fuck you hang? Like, where? Who mess this?
Don't come check out the podcast, man. Your team loses anyway. Don't watch the end of that shit.
Now you can't stand the assist.
That goes to the Niner fans. Fuck the Bucks.
Performing like sick. Quick spot I spit.
Already.
Then I died in your bitch. Man, like he's so sick. When he on that troll shit.
When he on what?
When he on that troll, yeah! Man, I'm all about my views.
My who?
And I paid my dues.
Yo, what? Yeah.
Family the blues.
The blues?
Trump, if you choose.
If you choose.
Man, this is for true.
For true?
The last thing you do. And I would not lose. Nigga, I would not lose.
I know you ain't gonna
lose. Never!
Cash. Well, you the best, nigga.
Yo, okay. You don't know where Cash is, man.
Nigga, we don't know where Cash is, man.
Come on, take a grab of the bread. Hey man, if you in here, man, invite your people.
Suck in my gut, that your girl wanna check me. I wound down to the sea, but that was reckless. Fidget there, switch up the flow. Halftime hold, better switch up your goals.
Yeah!
Just the intro.
Okay!
Never been ranked in your top 10. With somebody to switch up his goals. Well, this is what the books say. In the streets now, this is what the crooks say. You can't see the
same.
That nigga said what?
Sucker so small, I'm the only feature. Better on black. Shorter than most, so I sit on stacks. And everything I say,
they have to
have facts. Hey, yeah, I got them haters, but I ain't never seen them. And you still trying to pull your chair up. I'm bitching, 150 flare up. Was always somebody's mouth for it. Now every week they
were. We ain't here, man.
I don't know. She's still weird. She must still eat Thanksgiving food.
Put her fat ass.
If you still eating leftovers right now, man, that's not good. All that Thanksgiving leftovers should be gone now. Y'all better pull up with no damn Tupperware on Monday, neither. What we came here for?
Who's mess is this?
That's what I thought.
That brings a good question, though. How long is he there?
What's the cutoff?
Yeah, what do you throw? I say 3 days.
Yeah, the cutoff for Thanksgiving leftovers is 3 days. So by Saturday, if you still eating leftovers, that's a problem. Y'all need to figure out what happened to all the money. Somebody done fucked up the cash.
Fucked up the cash.
Yeah, y'all should have already been y'all should have been cooking regular food again. Cause I mean, to me, leftovers is 2 or 3 days, right? Anybody else? 2 or 3 days?
Yeah, 3 days, dog.
Well, if you eating week long leftovers, that's a problem.
Unless you froze them shit.
Who freezes?
I got a lot of questions, man.
8 days. You still eat cake? Oh, nigga, you can fuck up cake till it get hard.
That's what she said.
Until you gotta like start cutting off the edges of the hard pieces just to eat the soft piece of the cake, you can still eat cake, nigga. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, it got egg in it, so your stomach, you know what I'm saying, don't respond well to egg, you might be in trouble. But other than that,
and we're back!
Oh, this is still the show?
Like you lame ass niggas that already got your Christmas tree up. I'm judging your bitch ass.
Hey, Black Friday, you putting up Christmas trees?
No, them niggas had them shits up after Thanksgiving.
They put it up on Thanksgiving?
Man, people do that shit as addicted to the pumpkin spice.
It's the troll you love to hate.
Yep.
The fat nigga your baby mama used to date, and by date,
what'd you do?
I hit it first.
Clout Gladius himself.
Yeah.
Ooh. Shouts out to Changing Life Ministries. I'm finna convert y'all niggas, man, to the Church of Counter Day Saints.
You know what I'm saying?
The Church of Counter Day Saints. Yo, oh yeah, man, that Jesus, you know, he might be played out, man. He might kind of have a new damn oppressor.
Wow.
Why not let it be the same color as you?
Wow.
Changing Life Ministry, looking dead at you.
That's how we starting the show.
Mm-hmm. Right next to me.
What it do?
Oh Lord, my God! If all this shit that them that Master told us back in the day is for reals, mm-hmm. he'll be right next to me in hell.
Right.
For Judea the Repairman.
Hello, people.
Hi, friends.
What it do?
I got my sis on the side. You don't know where the hell Cash at. Don't really care till he shows up somewhere, somehow, some way.
Cash. If you can hear this.
And I know you can hear this with your bitch ass. Tune in. I'm pretty sure you dressed in all white like the Omen.
They sitting on a white couch.
Somewhere with zebra leather pants on and no shirt. Nipple tassels.
You just think with zebra boss.
Desiree! Come talk this shit, man, before I smack the shit out of Fridge because he ain't doing his one job.
What it do? And yeah, where is Cash, though, for real?
I figured you knew who he was.
Oh. How would I know?
I ain't know.
Y'all spicy as hell today.
Why?
The question is, why don't you know where Cash
is? Wait a minute.
Because I usually talk to Cash on Sundays.
I know. You claim 17%, young lady.
No, he didn't get that 17 to me, so.
Damn, Cash, okay. Wherever you at, you ain't shit.
She claimed the 17% last week. I figured you know who he was this week.
Well, he felt betrayed because I posted that light skin with dreads.
Oh, the light skin with dreads post. Yep, that would make a dark skin nigga disappear in a second. You're right.
What's wrong with light skin people?
Nothing wrong with light skin.
Anyway, moving forward, you got one job. You
in the middle of a conversation, man. We were conversing, sir.
That's the Facebook question. Hey, y'all know, just to give you a disclaimer, I'm still working on this new computer, so if you hear the show that just happened a minute ago, mind your goddamn business and listen to what Fred say, not what I said 5 minutes ago. While
do you know how to turn the mute on your new computer?
Yeah, I got it. See, that's the thing. I pull it up.
Ew.
I said pull it up, not pull it out. I don't do that.
If you, depending on how big it is, you might have to pull it up.
Huh? We're all confused. Moving on, because nigga, you weird
all day. So,
I want to know. I got a serious question. This one's for the minds. Serious question, y'all. When you see a hitchhiker get picked up by a person, right? Who do you fear for more, the hitchhiker or the driver?
Which one is white?
Probably both of them.
Because whoever's white is up to no goddamn
thing. Damn,
I'm trying to tell you. I don't trust the white person in that scenario.
We got to read the disclaimer already?
Yep.
Why? Because you said that the white person? Man. But sometimes they do. Now, none of us ever ate anybody.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. We and any of our affiliates hold zero responsibility as an outcome of ourselves or the show. I'm just saying, Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah.
Fred, stop arguing with your wife.
Hold on, I got to get a point across. Jeffrey Dahmer could have been the driver or he could have been a hitchhiker. I'm just saying. I feel scared for the hitchhiker, though. I feel like sometimes a hitchhiker really just need to get somewhere. And sometimes those drivers have different motives, so. That's why I kind of wonder.
What's the different motive? What's the motive and thing?
I think that the drivers are like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, look at this person. And they obviously don't have a connection to anyone. So, like, if they ever wanted to kill somebody, it would be like, that one over there.
I don't watch cop shows. Fucking fuck 12.
What? What the hell, man?
I don't.
So you say it doesn't matter to you, the skin tone matter to you.
I don't give a shit. Now listen, I put it like this. If you a nigga and you out there hitchhiking, I'm sorry. You read the disclaimer, right? If you a nigga and you out there hitchhiking, you probably deserve to die.
Damn!
Because that ain't shit black people do. Numero
black people hitchhike?
Back in the day when it was safe before white people started.
Hitchhiking was safe?
White people been killing people. I mean, it was safe. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry. Man, stop, man. There's
the world has changed, man.
The drive. Do you feel for the driver?
Get a free ride.
Or do you feel for the hitchhiker?
It depends, because if the driver is a female, if the driver is a female, then I'm gonna fear for the female.
If you you ask this guy, you out here female with a whole vagina out here picking up random strangers on the side of the road.
True. You as a female, you shouldn't be picking up random people.
You don't want to live, sis. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. I'm just submitting it.
But honestly, I don't know. Like, it depends on what the hitchhiker looks like. I mean, if the hitchhiker really looks like they're in need, then I'm a fear for the hitchhiker. But if the hitchhiker looks sketchy, I'm not even going to stop.
If they're hitchhiking, they look sketchy, though.
Hitchhiking always looks sketchy, though.
Hey, ain't nothing that ain't sketchy about hitchhiking.
Exactly. So I've never I wouldn't even entertain this. Like, I'm not even going to look in that direction. If my car happens to stop right there where they're at, I'm going to look forward.
I'm gonna tap on your window, like, bitch, give me a ride. See, I'm out here hurting. Start struggling. Where the fuck is your humanity? It was your job,
man. This nigga ain't got no sign, no nothing. He's just standing out there.
I am looking forward.
Right. So, like, yeah, the reason why this question even came up, because when we was leaving the studio last week, we was driving past Vitamin Plus or Vitamin whatever right there on the corner of Fall Spring Rivers, and there was a white girl out there hitchhiking. A little blonde white girl.
Where the studio at?
Nah, I just said we was off of Rivers. Anyway, shut up. And this dude pulls up in like a work van. I knew it was a work van because, yeah, exactly. The face you just made, Shayla, is the same face I made when the light turned green because I was watching the whole situation. I'm just like, I don't want to turn. I want to kind of watch and see how this plays out. But like, she ran around to the passenger side. I'm just like, she's getting in the fucking car with him. Yeah. She's crazy as shit. And I'm just like, well, maybe he's crazy. Maybe she's saying, I didn't know who to fear for.
Both of them being serial killers is kind of high. So
they're both white.
Yeah, they're both serial killers.
The odds that both of them are serial killers, I mean,
like that young man in Kroger said, white people don't kill white people.
So do you think that the white girl was?
But if she's a white woman, they do kill her.
And he was in like one of them big ass work vans, like it would be a U-Haul truck, but it didn't say U-Haul, so it was just all white.
Oh, he was in a rapist van.
Yeah, I don't want to call it rape van because that's kind of judgmental. Yeah, it's kind of judgmental. But
it's a rape culture, man.
It was probably the girl. She could have led him to like her boyfriend.
You right. I thought you know, it's Charleston, so I'm always thinking somebody gonna set somebody up somewhere. So maybe that's what it was.
Letter to her boyfriend? Yeah. If she was out here getting in random vans, leading niggas to a boyfriend, I'm sorry, Jane, but your daughter's dating black men. and her boyfriend's from North Charleston.
we gonna fucking get Doug when nobody come around in now, for real.
You got two little snowflake. It's when you hop in the fucking car, you take him down the motherfucking street, and I gonna be right there, guys. Like,
where I can run right up on that back. I gotta get that nigga, Doug.
Where?
Yeah. Tell him, boy, pull right round back. Word. 787.
Damn, that ain't funny. Man.
So the moral of the story is, don't pick up hitchhikers.
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Oh.
Why you got my wife singing that shit, man? It's not cool.
That shit is cool. Hey, we don't know what Cash yet. I'm starting to wonder if he's still alive.
Maybe he picked up a hitchhiker.
Cash, look at me.
Hey, I think we should call him.
That's gonna fuck up the show or something. Anyway, let's move on. Let's play some.
If y'all think we should call Cash, put call Cash in the chat. So called authorities. Oh, Dez will know what Cash is. She said, call Cash. Call his ass now.
Call that nigga.
He's supposed to be here. He should know not to be doing anything productive right now.
And it goes on. Kill a pussy nigga with his pantyhose on. For whatever hand it goes on. Kill a backpack nigga with his passport on. Geek ass nigga, dweeb ass nigga. Never had a Jeep ass nigga. Steam ass, disaster. Who's fast nigga? Pull a loose fast and blast. Leave that nigga with a seat back nigga. I'm a number one nigga in no time. I've been waiting for a nigga to give me the showtime. In the jungle waiting for you to slip on the oak vine. I'ma do this nigga like I was chewing the pork rind nigga. Eminem couldn't get you to a million on the gram. Chris Brown tried nigga, fell both times. I'll take the to a million in a day. If you ask me nigga, I'm your motherfucking cosign. I'ma hit the nigga with a cold.
The live is DJ Night, your motherfucking club. Right up in here.
Went to my niggas in heaven, I'm about to send them away. I'm exhausted, I killed this nigga 2 times, 24 hours, man, this shit been a repetitive day. Nigga, tell me, is it joining?
Where you at?
Joiner, I'm the nigga who destroy your coop, deploy your labor.
Like you sharing it right!
Contract from them back and be who employ your oops and going and who's condoning, juice and joining, met your bitch, you too can join it. Try to ask your pussy head nigga who the fuck wants smoke, but these light-skinned niggas in your crew too spooked to join it. And I'm a nasty nigga, then you can ask these niggas. The shotty double popping about it, the backseat nigga. I'm about to leave his body bloody like a maxi nigga. I text these niggas, get at these niggas, attack these niggas, the venom is a rack. Nigga, I'm about to kill the man in the man in the back. These niggas and blame any man that'll try to
cut that shit. That's what I do, nigga. You thought I was gonna play the whole song? Nigga ain't paying me my money.
We ain't know what you was doing, man.
Nah, fuck that. We good. Cash, you still ain't here? It's your goddamn slooped up ass forehead. Hit me with the stiffy, with the stiffy. Hit a nigga with the stiffy, make him do a willy. Listen, bring it up.
Bring what up?
I'm talking to myself, nigga. Nobody else do shit around here but me. Why would I tell you to do anything?
I'm trying to figure out who you talking to. I'm trying to figure out.
Recently,
yeah.
Young, I can't think of his, I know his last name. Young Mr. Hernandez, aka Tekashi 6ix9ine, who, when you're looking at his shit, says he's white. That's his race. It says his white. Although I thought he was Jewish and
yeah, I thought the motherfucker
was Jewish and Mexican.
Oh, Mexican is Hispanic, some type of Hispanic. Hmm?
Yeah,
Jewish is kind of a race.
Yeah, it is. If you say you're Jew, you're Jewish, he was you know, Jewish.
Well, I mean, he can be white because he is Mexican.
Man, you said Jew like that many times. Man.
Hey, fuck that. Move forward, man. Nobody cares about what this bitch ass nigga is. Anyway. He got arrested for racketeering and all kind of other gangster thug shit. And everybody was like, oh, wow.
That means snitching music.
His mother is Mexican.
Shouts out to Jason. Said Jordan won. It ain't over yet, though, is it, Jason? But we'll talk about that. Anyway, though, so he says his mom is what?
From Mexico.
Yes, but his race say white because he's trying to beat that case, though. I don't blame him. His lawyer even said that. You know, he makes believe all this gangster shit that he does. It's not for real. Young Mr. Hernandez is not really a thug. He doesn't know thugs. It's not what he does. It's not him.
Man, when you put that 6ix9ine on a forehead like that, it's hard to hide that when you're in the courtroom. That's all I got to say.
And when you going to jail with that 6ix9ine on there, it's safe to say you suck his dick.
A lot of dick in your
Google Podcast. y'all don't send them this one when we submit it.
Yeah, don't submit this one. There's gonna be a whole lot of dick in this one.
It's always a whole lot of dick in this shit. Anyway, so
yo, hold up.
It's a lot of stories about this.
Hold up, real quick. Dez, you single, right?
Yes.
Would you date this dude?
No.
Is he any type of cute?
No.
I mean, he's cute in a little even if you Mexican like come with girl waves.
He's not cute at all. Him and Lil Pump both look like ugh.
Maybe their personalities are wrong.
Yeah, maybe he has a nice personality.
Maybe he's just rich. So I heard somebody try to go, but listen, I'm for this particular next 35 seconds, Tekashi 6ix9ine, whatever your goddamn name is, I'm about to be your advocate because I seen some bitch ass, broke ass, dusty ass internet nigga. Go in there and be like, oh, when you said that you would give up your whole $1.7 million of liquid assets. Daniel, look at me, because your lawyer told me you're not a gangster, so I know. Daniel, look at me. All right, I'm your daddy, okay? somebody's trying to come at you for saying that you had $1.7 million liquid, like that ain't no fucking money. liquid now. Not to mention you got a $600,000 house, you got another $250,000 house, you got a few cars, you got a studio that you own. And somebody was like, "Oh, this nigga only got $1.7 million." Nigga, you got 32. You matter of fact, you did have $10 till Netflix took their $10, and now you struggling till next Friday, and you worried about this man money who said he got $7 million liquid. And that rubbed me the wrong way though.
Explain liquid real quick.
For the Frigidaires out there.
Yeah,
liquid sure. means that's money that you could touch. Right, it's not tied up in nothing. It's not invested in anything.
Right.
It's not diamonds. It's not gold. It's not jewelry. It's not cards. It's not furs. It's not artwork. It is cash.
Like
you can
you can
fucking cash that shit, and you can swim in it like Scrooge motherfucking McDuck. That is liquid.
Right. I understand what it is. So I just want to make sure that our listeners do.
Prison iffy, soap getting slippy. Cellmate got a stiffy, butthole got a jizzy.
So he's getting ready to basically get locked up for snitching and raps.
It's so. I mean, New York rappers do not know that there's a whole division in the police precinct called hip hop police.
Nah,
they don't understand it. That's a real thing.
Yeah. That shit was
in Irv Gotti broke ass.
Yeah, I was gonna say that shit was in hip hop shits on Netflix. I've never seen it.
So there's so much things about it's a touch screen. Every computer that you got fridge in front of you is a touch screen. Every week you lack surprised about it.
Nigga, I didn't even touch it though. It was moving off of just like
your blackness. So here's the problem. Here's the thing that we got right now. Oh, that's what he said.
He told you he was gonna be showing up in a second.
I messaged him. Oh,
okay.
He said he was gonna do that meeting the other day too. He said he just got back.
Oh, the wives is talking shit
because
you wasn't in the meeting.
With your bitches.
You wasn't in the meeting.
With your bitches. Anyway, let's go ahead on.
Yo, you know what? If he was David Ruffin right now, you know what I'm saying? They would have him paying some kind of dues for this. Because you remember when David had missed like practice, the more was like, they made him pay like $1 or something like that.
We ain't that organized.
Man, no, he can't.
Otis,
man. He missed. I'm over here being Otis.
Yeah, fuck Otis, man. He ain't had no real talent.
He missed the meeting and he's missing the performance right now. Y'all can't let David do that.
Hey, so anyway. Goddamn, Blue.
Whatever you say, Otis.
Yo. Back to this guy. So it's so many different things going on about dude right now that's really killing me. And I'm gonna get to what the chat got going on in a second.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying that he's released, which he's not. And they're also saying that he got moved to a special prison that is strictly for informants, rats, snakes, you know what I'm saying? But tell me what you're most are you surprised that he got arrested? Are you surprised that he really did thug shit? Are you surprised that he's denouncing the fact that he was ever a thug? Are you surprised that he's snitching? Like, what's the most, like, what's
I'm surprised at all that shit, bro.
I ain't surprised a little bit.
You said you're not surprised in a little bit?
No.
None of it.
What?
I don't think he's a thug. I never thought he was a thug.
But some people get roped into thug shit and don't be thugs, though.
Yeah.
But he was walking around talking all that big gang stuff when But he was getting, but he got punked on the West Coast by the game and his crew.
Game punks everybody.
That's the game.
No, we not even. Matter of fact, I ain't even talking shit about the game. Right. You about to run up on me. Next question.
I was saying his name. I was like, why would you even bring that nigga?
Move that shit forward, dog. I talk shit about a lot of people, but I'm not talking shit about no nigga. We finna go on a little, little media tour too. I don't want to accidentally run into that nigga. Like, yo, what's that shit you was saying, homie?
Big homie, what's up?
I'm not talking shit about the game, though. I'm not talking shit about the game.
Be clear.
I'm talking shit about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Okay, game. We're talking shit about Tekashi 6ix9ine. But what we're saying is, it's not. You can't diss somebody and saying like the game ran down on them. You know what I'm saying?
I just played the documentary the other day. Game. We good.
We good, homie. Look at me, Sue Woo. Look at little Buddha. You understand what I'm saying? Young Buddha the God. He know what it is. I ain't want no problems, man.
Oh, there's another black ass nigga in the... Woo! Hey, what up, boy?
Young Cashmere.
We can't hear you.
Man. Shit.
Yo, production is... They're losing faith in you, dog.
Yo, did you get up a flight?
Huh? Why was you good? Huh?
Yeah, I was out of town, and I had to get back to where I had signal and set up, so...
Okay. Mattel says he's not a thug. He had thugs around him and made money off of it. Now he's about to snitch on everybody.
Okay. They already snitched on him.
I think he snitched on himself.
He could have Bobby smirked.
Dutcher says I better apologize to Game. I already apologized to him. Listen now, come on. Ain't gonna be so much of me apologizing, okay?
Hey, you better apologize to that.
Nah, fuck that.
Man.
Okay. I said sorry once, nigga. I ain't no bitch. I'm saying I ain't trying to get stabbed at the airport and all the other gates and shit you be doing. But I'm with the shits if I have to be.
you just challenged Game to a boxing match?
What?
No, it's not safe.
Yo, Cass, we talking about your boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Gang.
Or pass him
in that. We are at the point where I just typed. Niggas tried to shame him for having $1.7 million liquid. I went in on them niggas for us.
That's a lot of money. I don't think everybody understands that's a lot of money.
There's niggas that's worth $300 million right now. I can't touch $1.7 million liquid.
Exactly. True. Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that's real shit. And he probably got access to $1.7 million because he was doing illegal acts. But that's a different story. Daniel, holla at us, Daniel. I'll represent you, Daniel. Real shit.
Oh, he about to go to jail for life.
I got this nigga.
Yo, side note, Jason, yeah, Joyner did win that battle, too. I ain't had nothing to do with what y'all talking about. I saw it in
the chat. I ain't played the other song yet, bitch.
Joyner won, man.
Songs, I disagree.
What? Yo, hold on. We got this. Hold on 1 second. We right after this, we go play the second song. Any nigga named after a cereal in a sexual position ain't a thug. There's a cereal called Tekashi?
It's a Japanese cereal.
It's facts?
I don't know.
Let's I don't trust anything about the Japanese because they have porn that's censored.
What?
They can't show vaginas and penises in Japenese porn.
What?
Oh, white, them, oh, that's why they got so much anime there.
A white person told me that just 2 days ago.
But I mean, that's why their animes are so probably popping like that.
That's why the anime is so graphic.
Yeah, because they can't probably show that.
And so I was like,
man, that's probably legit. I'm not going to look it up because I don't want dicks in my phone, so I'm not going to look it up.
Did you ever trip the neighborhood?
No, I decided not to look up Gabriel, but my wife did look it up and I saw the rainbow robe. But I decided not to look that up.
I didn't want that shit in my search engine.
That I get in a car accident, and then next thing you know, they be like, oh, he was Google searching neighborhoods, and that's where he was going. Like, no, that's not where I was going.
There's nothing wrong with going to neighborhoods. There's something wrong with Fridge to go to neighborhoods because he doesn't know how to curve men.
You're right. That's exactly why.
He going to find himself in a whole dick relationship and still trying to figure out how to get out that shit.
That's called a dick relationship. I know what it's called.
He going to be in a dick relationship. His wife... This wife will be pissed off, like, not another one, friend. Tell this nigga to stop sending you dick pictures.
Right.
I don't want her feelings, babe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been down that road before. I want to go down that road again. And if you don't be careful, them waves going to turn into dick pics, too. I don't know what you're going to do to get them niggas about your inbox, but you need to do it quick.
Casey in the building, what's up? Latell, I forgot to tell you what up.
Please definitely get upgraded to unsolicited dick pics.
You think so? I don't think so, dog. I be tagged. Yo, I be going. Yo, fuck that.
He's uncomfortable.
Yo, his hands on sight, son. You better not be in Charleston. You said be a
what up, Brittany?
Pick.
Hey.
You know, I got 18 niggas right there waiting.
Nah.
They might like that shit.
These 18 niggas is not about to send dick pics to the niggas that's waving at you. That's not going to happen. That's not what we're here for.
What the hell are we here for then?
We here to... When the dudes inbox the girls, the dicks, then we inbox.
So y'all, but y'all ain't trying to save my virgin sweet ass.
Hell no, man. What?
That's not what we here for.
Yo,
real King Lee.
Yo, this nigga said, yo, that nigga who sent him an old R&B song. Yo, I asked Fred, I was like, this nigga trying to treat me like a lady?
Treat her like a lady.
But your cousin did shed some light on it. He was like, even more disrespectful.
Yeah, right. My wife. Shout out to Marcus. He was like,
nah, nigga. But it happened is this nigga saying that if you don't treat your woman like a lady, he gonna fuck her. And I was like, what? I'm gonna kill. It was one thing trying to fuck me, but my wife.
He was cool with you trying to fuck him.
Yeah.
You can't be trying to fuck his wife, though. Yeah.
It was cool when you was gonna treat me like a lady, but
treat my wife like a lady, you bitch nigga. What's wrong with you? Sorry, Google Podcast.
They ain't approve us.
Yeah, we ain't, we ain't making
Apple Podcast ain't approve us either, man. How you doing, Apple?
I see your job, dog.
I want tips in my inbox.
I'm sorry.
What's up?
Oh, we about to get banned, y'all.
Hold on, wait. Cash said he want tips. Hold up, stop. Hold up, Cash said he want tips in his inbox. What?
No.
Tip. Tip picks.
Oh, he wants boobs.
I thought he said tips.
Okay, it says moving on. We ain't gonna be no fucking me unless your name is William Dozier the Third.
Oh, ain't gonna be no fucking me unless your name is William Dozier the Third.
I'm not fucking you. Why'd you read it?
I thought we both were supposed to read it.
No, nigga, I'm the one. Moving on, goddammit. Cash, let's get caught up on Tekashi 6ix9ine. This shit has gone way off topic. Let's bring it back in. He's in jail. Do you think he's snitching? Go.
I think he's gonna do whatever he needs to do to maintain his freedom. I don't think he's worried about maintaining his gangster status.
And that includes sucking dick.
He's already
I'm sorry, but it does, man. I'm just trying to get my commissary up. I'm trying to get some oodles and noodles, man. I need the chicken flavor. What's up?
I got a whole white dog. She better be putting shit on my canteen. Noodles. Bottom line.
He already snitching. Yo, we in New York, I feel like this whole zero responsibility for ourselves as a result.
What's up with you R&B niggas trying to turn
second rappers song.
Niggas trying to turn rappers and trappers.
Stop bumping the table, chill.
You should just stay in your lane.
Nigga, I'm trying to help out your mix. You should say thank you.
I'm looking down on you when you talk to me. You should grab your
ladder. Casey said he's snitching with his coochie snatching. My bladder
while you disappear like you abracadabra.
You grab me a dagger.
You got some hits, but you lacking a swagger. I'm still the shit, bitch, so that doesn't matter. Don't call me a kid. I'm your pappy and dada.
Okay.
You get splattered and flattered. You ain't trippy, bet I had you some backup. Brandon Stimpy looking aggy and staggered. And when I kill him, nigga, matter on matter. Get litty, bitch, fuck all that singing. You challenge me, what the fuck is you thinking? Way too much weed, what the fuck is you drinking? I'm rocking.
He's an R&B nigga! I'm
glad that you came. Leave all that lyrical shit up to me. I'm a savage that bang. Bring all your products, who's back to Lee Chang?
Fuck take Tory Lanez, that nigga did Tory Flames!
You R&B rappers are strange. You okay, but you ain't nobody favorite. Yeah. You alright, but you ain't nobody major. 5'3", you ain't nobody dangerous. Maybe that weed you was smoking had you feeling confident.
Fuck that shit.
Because the track's extra early.
I need y'all to give me some Google because we about to go in.
This is the best battle, though, from this
for a
year.
Long time. Yeah. I want you to Google the missionary who just got killed. Let me know his name and what island. I'm about to talk about some badass shit. Latell actually was joking about this shit, which made me go and Google it, so I need to talk about it. And I'm letting you know right now, disclaimer,
John,
if you are a Christian right now,
we ain't even about feeling so zero responsibility for the outcome of what the fuck life's about to talk about.
Right now, I'm not trying to bash you. I'm not trying to go in any of this. But all I'm just saying is, you believe what a lot of people taught you, but you don't believe
you're right, Eugene.
John Allen Chow, I think he was like white and like Korean or something like that. He went to what's his name of the island? Looking it up. He went to an island to spread his white Jesus oppressive behavior upon the world because that's how you do real manifest destiny is to first you give them something to believe in, you take away what they believed in, and then you then oppress them. What was that? Yeah. So they went to the said island, with all these modern technologies and all this shit. They say this David, I'm being buddy went to Israel and was pushing Christianity in Israel. So you already know
how they get down.
You already know this nigga was lost. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to you, young child. But you died for a figment of your imagination. Forbidden Island in the, what is that? Andaman North Sentinel. This shit ain't even got a name, dog. You know you wasn't supposed to have your little ass out there. And they killed this nigga with a bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow, dog.
Listen, as soon as y'all come up in there and talking that shit, what you trying to do, and he's like, I love you. And he was like, okay. And they killed him. He was only 27. Lord, you was young. Believe what you want to believe in, dog.
Everybody quiet. They waiting on you to explode.
Everybody quiet, dog. They waiting on you to explode.
Yo, I'm trying. I'm
You're
not
real
about
calm.
To
You're real calm. I read the disclaimer.
Young John Allen Child, 26-year-old American missionary, was killed last week as he tried to spread Christianity to the North Sentinel, a forbidden island of the Andamanian Sea with a long history of repelling outsiders. A crew turned off the boat motor. They peered at the island through the binoculars, making sure to stay several hundred yards offshore out of bow and arrow range. These niggas were snipers with the fucking bow and arrow, dog. The Sentinelese were watchful.
You got to understand that they know the story of America.
Right, Casey. Forbidden. Yo, they was like, I seen what you did to them niggas about 400 years ago.
They know the story of America.
Ain't going to be no going on tonight.
We ain't even going to let you land on our land because we already know you motherfuckers come just take over shit.
It's sad because he was young and it's sad somebody died, but I swear to God, it was funny to me. Because he was like, I love you. He didn't know him. He's like, I love you. It's me, John. And they shot the shit out of his ass. I heard the audio. It was fucked up.
There's audio?
I'm not playing that. Y'all stop laughing.
What? You brought it up.
There's a hell. Special place for you, Fridge.
What?
I'm gonna be holding the rope though. I'm gonna be there already.
Oh, you said a special place in hell for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Listen, man. Can't be worse than slavery, my nigga.
Can't be worse than being
Eugene says it ain't sad. But somebody died. Littell said it's all funny to me. Eugene also said, play it. Eugene, spoiler alert, I'm not in charge. And they had a long 15-minute talk with me this before the show started. And I already violated at least three things they asked me not to do. Cash, what do you think?
I think that when you come into an environment and you're talking about, that's like a Crip trying to convert a blood. You might get your ass shot. And this is exactly what happened to him. He got his ass shot because... If you're telling people that you're not a Christian and you're going to die and go in a lake of fire and be in hell for the rest of your life, if they can understand the English, then they can understand that you're basically telling them that they're fucked. Or basically, fuck you, fuck your lifestyle, fuck your religion, and fuck everything that you, your
This just in. They got a special interview right after he died. They asked Life, what did he think? I got the audio. Don't worry. Keep on talking. I got the audio. They interviewed me and I got the audio.
This ain't going to be safe.
It's going to be safe. Trust me.
Y'all take his phone from him.
No, trust me. I got it.
I can't take this phone from him, Shelly. You got to do it.
And fuck what your parents believe. Fuck what your grandparents believe. Fuck what your ancestors taught, knowledge, bled, and died for. I got some new shit for you, and this is what you're going to do.
That new hot shit. That new hot shit.
What started out as a joke has turned out to be a disaster.
Creed appears to be in very serious condition.
Hold on, Cash.
You guys.
does. Stay your ass at home, missionaries. It's not safe out there. They're not with that shit, dog. If he dies, he dies. Drago said it best.
People knocking on their door.
Got a headache. Yo. I've seen this shit, man. That shit is worse than weapons, man. That shit is worse than weapons. It's worse than nuclear bombs. Taking away what somebody knows in their heart of hearts and the way they want to live and taking it and rearranging it, saying, hey, good black man, everything that you believed in is wrong. And I have it right here. Please take this wooden bowl of mush and listen to me about your Lord and Savior. He died for me and you and everybody. All you got to do is just say, fuck your grandmama, your daddy, maybe even your brothers and your cousins. They can come on over here with us and work for free.
Did I ever tell you how they took over Hawaii?
Let's hear it.
Ever share that story?
No. We got time.
Cash.
Not really, but let's go.
Cash.
Yeah.
You know the story about how we, as America, got Hawaii?
It's not going to be good.
Let me hear it.
Oh shit!
Man, we all want to hear this.
Damn. Okay. So, of course, Hawaii.
Is this allegedly, or this is
no? This is real like shit. Okay. You can look it up. I don't know anybody's names, of course, but
yeah, I know how we got Hawaii. But go ahead.
All right. So basically, just to say, some random guy ran across Hawaii. He saw it, and he was like, the people treat him real nice, everything like that. He came back to America, came back with about 300 people, and they just took over Hawaii. They killed the king. I think they left the queen alive. You can look it up. That's literally how we obtained Hawaii into America. Yeah. That literally happened like 18 something. Like that wasn't that long ago. So yeah, they you know, this Asian country, they know about America. They know how we get down. So now well,
they were already trying to be colonized back in the 1800s. They went from a population of 7,000 to 500. So after that, they started killing anybody trying to come near the island.
Right. Right. You talking about the Asian country that we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, man, they don't play that, man. Look.
7,000 to 500, dog.
There ain't no
how is that helping anybody? Where the help at in that?
Just saying. That's, yeah. And dude went to the island three times. And on the third time, they shot him after giving him warning shots. So it was his dumbass fault for going back a third time.
Yikes. My main page just got put in Facebook jail. Like just now.
Hey, let's talk about something.
What up?
Okay, why not? Fuck it.
Because I know you was like...
Not like me, I have a whole show.
You didn't want to go deep into Christianity, but like, let's not go deep and let's just talk about symbolism for like 1 second. Like... Okay.
I'm already in Facebook jail. Let's get it.
All right, cool. Let's say I died in a car accident.
Okay.
Would you get a picture of me being ran over by a car and post it on your shirt and get it tattooed like me getting hit by the car, like that exact moment of me bleeding out on the hood of a car? Would you get that sculptured and then put it in a synagogue and pray to it? Because like, sure. That'd be like, Jesus dying on the cross with his feet nailed and the blood dripping. Like, you actually have that sculpture in?
Well, it's the symbol of the ultimate sacrifice, I'm assuming. It's to be like, this is what he endured for everybody to be like, you know, watching Asian porn.
Hmm?
Exactly. You know, this is what one person did. And it should be motorized. But I kind of think, low-key, the people who wrote history just wanted this for people to remember what happens when you go against the grain. You know?
You go against the grain.
You go against the grain. You out here, nigga, turning water into wine, nigga. Now we're going to turn you white and put your ass on a goddamn cross. I wonder what hurt worse, him being nailed to a cross or him getting turned white. And was he turned white after or before being nailed to the cross?
Well, actually,
the world may never know.
Oh, There we go.
Just because I have to take a New Testament class at school.
Get it. Tell us about Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny.
No, I was going to say, in the book of Acts, right after Jesus died and the apostles go spreading the word, they actually had their first church in Africa, but the Bible does not actually expand on that. They make it seem like Rome and Greece was the first church, so that it was easier to whitewash versus Ethiopia.
Nobody wants to admit that that something originated from Ethiopia, not even Ethiopians.
What the fuck? All right, man, we're going to the next topic, man. We're not doing this, man.
Okay, so guys, let's go to the chat. This is just years of white guilt.
Leave the chat.
Natale says, he was a fucking idiot. Casey says, they were trying to surf. Casey also says, hey, grab the bow and arrow. Oh, Latell's got some more stuff to say.
Man, we moving forward, man.
No, we about to go, because we about to talk about, you know what time it is, it's movie corner time.
Okay.
So guys, if you want us to watch a movie, please inbox, write, or tag any of us with the movie that you want us to watch, and next week we'll come back and talk about it. This week's movie, because you're going to actually see them all moving forward now, Desiree. Thanks.
Hold on.
This movie was brought to you by Val, and I guess everybody at her, what does she work at?
It doesn't matter. Don't say it.
She does hair. Yeah. Oh. So the beauty shop. All right. And the movie that we all watched, it's a movie that I avoided for 97 years, Acrimony by Tyler Perry. So it's a whole lot of man hate and angry black women in this movie. I promise you that Tyler Perry wrote it.
Yo, Tyler, man, what the fuck, bro? Yo, I'm mad. Yo, I stay away from Tyler Perry movies at all costs, man. It's just they just don't do anything for me, man. But we watched this one today, guys.
I felt like it was a good movie, though.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't the classic, you know.
I mean, like the wife said, the green screen was horrible.
Here's the thing. My Tyler Perry movies normally go like this. All right. Hurt woman, she was hurt by a black dark-skinned person. A light-skinned nigga comes in there, and you know, he's like, he saves the day, and he's all dirty, and then he cleans up real nice. And then he all of a sudden is the nigga that she needs because that dark-skinned nigga did her so wrong.
And you know, we're gonna spoil this movie too, by the way.
But this one was different. Yeah, I mean, this is a spoiler alert.
Go ahead, Cash.
I was gonna say, what's funny about life's synopsis of a Tyler Perry movie. It's the exact of a Tyler Perry movie on the Boondocks, where it's like you just wait for a light skinned dude with braids to show up, and then like he puts on a shirt instead of cutting the grass shirtless, and then all of a sudden he's like an adequate man to replace the person who will take.
Oh yeah, the dark skinned nigga is normally rich and like already has money.
Yes,
and light skinned niggas like you know
he sells you the same.
He works on U-Haul trucks for Mexicans for a living.
Oh my!
You women, the goddamn fuck your standards. What black women? What the hell are you doing? Having morals and standards and shit? Go and get that nigga that shovels shit for a living. People treat you way better than a nigga that's a lawyer and black with a thick neck.
So hey, is we gonna talk about Robert or not?
Oh, right, we going in here? Acrimony. Different kind of movie, right? So I'm gonna give y'all niggas the run through, the breakdown. Spoiler alert! Brittany over here telling some yes. Okay, she wants to watch Widows, but anyway. I'm
not watching that shit.
No, you gotta have to do what they have to do. Listen, this is. Hey, so anyway, so let's talk about. I'm gonna give you the synopsis of Acrimony. We're gonna break it down. We're gonna talk about.
What's the name of the title?
Acrimony.
Oh, okay.
Acrimony. It's like matrimony, but acra.
I heard what it was.
Acrimony.
Dang, what you said the first time.
It means to be bitter.
Shit.
And all that normal black women shit.
Man, I tell you.
So, there was this young lady named Melinda, right? The story time.
What up, Mel?
Melinda's out here, you know what I'm saying? She's going to school. She's not smart like her sister. She's always had this low self-esteem thing. And this young, suave, debonair, dark-skinned, broke-ass nigga bumps into her in the rain. And she literally goes and start beating the shit out this nigga. Red flag number one. So, Robert gets there, and you know, because Robert,
What up, Rob? Nah, I don't fuck with Rob. I'm gonna tell you why I don't fuck with Rob.
No, just wait. I don't fuck with Rob. So Robert says, okay, you know, he goes in here and he says, oh, this drop her paperwork. You know what I'm saying? She goes in.
Fuck that paperwork. Nice,
right? He walks up in here. He's like, hey, bitch, you know, I found you creepily. I found where you lived at.
Right.
And, you know what I'm saying? Right. Hey, go just by using your first and last name. I mean, it does work like that in college. You know what I'm saying? You just go through. It's like a dorm list. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. But that's a lot of work, Robert. Fuck them papers. You could have saved yourself a lot of trouble. Still would have had that left leg. But anyway. So he goes and, you know, I'm making faster. We're going to speed up. So he goes in there and he's like, yo, here go this paperwork. She's like, oh, fuck this paperwork, you ashy ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? The other girl's like, damn, he's cute, girl. He's like, all right, fuck it then. So they, you know, they talk and then they start studying together. She's like, oh, I'm stupid. Red flag number two.
She still was failing, y'all.
Red flag number two.
Smart ass Robert was
every woman that I know hold themselves like the Holy Grail. Women's self-esteem.
That bitch got an F.
She got an F. So, her mom ends up dying, right?
Right.
Leaves her $300,000 in a paid-for house. $350,000 in a paid-for house.
No, I think it was more than that. $350,000 was what it was when she paid for his last two semesters in school.
No, it was not. Bought the nigga a car. No, because it went down to $324,000 after she brought the Mustang. So, it was $350,000.
Okay.
All right? Shut your ass up. Your sister got $350,000. I don't know who all got it, but I know that bitch got the money.
That shit was split evenly. Yeah, he stopped no, listen, even worse. Even worse, Maul. Even worse. Even worse.
It's coming, Jamal. Don't worry, Jamal. I got you.
Jamal, like, that's you trash. Not
share this, everybody. Hey, you a black shit, woman, bro. And you ain't seen Acrimony. Share this shit too, so all your homegirls don't even have to watch that shit. Fuck Tyler Perry. unless you want to pay us, Tyler Perry. Just kidding. So anyway, back to this.
Cash,
so then he goes and he's so anyway, they, you know, she's telling the story and she's saying how fucked up this nigga is, but all we see is, you know what I'm saying, Rob is alright. You know, he's alright, nigga. He did one thing. He ends up having sex with this young lady, a smooth caramel with the baby hair. This just was lit back in the 80s. If you had smooth caramel with the like chili, you was a bad bitch in 89 to 93. Promise you that. Baddest bitch on the planet. Dark skin with the wavy shit.
Nah, he's not gonna get back and tell the story. He wants anyway, to I agree.
So, go ahead. No. So she said she had a feeling, you know, she brought this nigga a car. We already know it. She had a feeling this nigga was cheating. He's 2 days, he's like, oh, I'm working. You know niggas don't work, especially not Robert. Robert don't fucking work.
Robert was not working.
Yo, so she says, oh shit, so she waited. Just when she's about to go. Robert lived in like a damn camper. Robert was a broke ass nigga now. Robert lived in a camper.
You a smart man.
So she had a Jeep Wrangler. She seen Rob was fucking, so she was like, she ran her shit into that nigga shit. Bam! 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 Three times. Fuck that nigga shit up. Flip this whole house over now. Red flag number three. This bitch flipped your whole house over, bro, nigga. Run! Get the fuck out of there. All right? Oh,
man. Y'all, you missed the point, man. Because she was like, he over here praying on me because my mama died.
No, I said that part. She's saying different things and shit. And Robert is not doing the shit that she's saying. But we'll dive into that a little bit.
All right, go ahead, man.
Right? Because we ain't got much time. I mean, we got much time.
Man,
have
you take forever to tell the story, man.
So anyway, we about to fast forward right there. So she fucked herself up. She can't have babies. He ends up marrying her ass anyway. Like, fuck it, baby. I seen how to hurt you. I'm never going to hurt you again. I'm going to be a good nigga. Bye, 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 bye. Bang, 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 bang. This nigga grats. So this nigga, she pays for this nigga last two semesters of school. That is red flag number two. That's red flag number two for her. So he's already on four red flags. She's on number two. He brought her ass a car. Huh? So anyway, he ends up graduating. Go ahead.
Red flag number three.
Yeah, number three, because he was cheating. So yeah, red flag number three for her. He already has four red flags. So when she graduates, right, and he's supposed to have all, she's been working two jobs while this nigga graduate, work on this shit, he can't work, blah, 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 red flag number four, they tied, right? Four pieces, right? No, actually, he got five because now he knows that this bitch can flip at a dime. She's crazy as shit. She's batshit crazy, y'all. I'm talking about light skin crazy, okay?
So hold up now. Robert get a flag for not getting no damn job all
the time. No, we coming now. No, but right. The next flag is he's a felon.
But he ain't tell her that.
To afterwards. So now he's a cheater, he's a liar, he's a felon, but he's smart as shit. Because he's working on this thing with this battery that recharges itself. And they all... So anyway, 19 years later, they broke as shit. I'm talking about this house ain't even got no new furniture in 19 fucking years. No,
I mean, he bled it dry too, man.
Like the bitch. No, I'm coming at 19 years.
No, he bled it dry, but them boys still...
Oh, yeah, so they was... Yeah, so they went $350,000.
The boy going to the 350 and literally two semesters. Because by the time he graduated, that bitch was negative $177,000.
No, negative $12,000 because she had $27,000, but he fucked up all the electricity in the house, and that cost $34,000.
Right, you're right. So he fucked up all electricity.
She's like, fuck it, I gotta get another.
Anyway, it go. He bled her dry in the matter of a year.
Bled the bitch dry. Fuck it. But Robert was it was evident that Robert was laying that motherfucking sledgehammer down. Robert was putting the dick on her. I'm not lying. Right, but Robert, 19 years, Robert ain't had a job. Nigga might cut grass or babysit kids every now and then, but the nigga was not shit. He was all about this goddamn battery. He's working on the battery. Fuck the battery. Bitch, this battery gonna make me have you take you to Paris. I'm gonna buy you a boat, three rings with the three diamonds, one for our love, one for chitlins, another one for fried chicken, bitch. I'm gonna love you. You know what I'm saying? And she was with that shit. 19 years later, she was not with that shit, right? Long story short, house...
19 years he was selling dreams. Go ahead.
Hey, he was selling dreams and laying dick. He probably give him dreams and some dick. Dreams, dick. It was a dick dream. Dream of dick. I don't know what you call it.
You can sell a dream, but
that nigga has some 19 year long dream selling dick. Now, ladies, if that, you don't want that dick, though. Ladies, you don't want that dick. I'm trying to tell you. Listen, I don't even want to have that kind of power.
Robert did have some powerful ass dick. I ain't gonna lie, man. I was like, yo, how in the hell he managed to scrape by for 19 years? No, Ma, she worked two jobs to take care of this broke nigga, man.
Chris Carter.
Two jobs. Building. She was coming home feeding this nigga and stuff. He was still back there working on the battery. How good the dick
yo, man. The Gale Force win. That was the name of the battery because that nigga last name was Gale. Shouts out to Robert Gale. Anyway, 19 years later, she's fat. They about to lose the house. She got the sisters. Her sisters are some bitches. They hate Robert, and they like controlling
and them brothers and shit.
And brother-in-law. It's a whole big family, right? We ain't gonna get all of that shit because all that shit is like minor.
The brother-in-laws are some bitch niggas
too. They was some bitch ass.
They should have been whipped Robert ass.
Yeah, all they had to do was take Robert out there and whoop his ass. About good, but we know we're gonna get into all that shit. I'm just telling the story. We can go into our individual opinions after the story. And then so
there's
So 19 years down the line, house about to get repossessed. They had this whole plan, like, fuck it, Robert, you ain't shit. That day you about to work for free. It straight made Robert an indentured servant, dog. Had this nigga working for 3 months for the free ski just to save his house. Robert's like, fuck it, I love you. My Gale Force win is it ain't shit. He finally admitted, like, oh, bitch, this shit is wrong. Everybody hates me. They never gonna see me. I'm crazy. You know, he goes into this whole shit. He hates himself after a while. You know what I'm saying? Sooner or later, the dick well runs dry. He ain't fucking on it no more. So she ain't buying the dream. Long story short is, the girl that he got caught cheating with happens to be in control of a large company that can actually make the Gale Force shit worth trillions of dollars. Make that shit go pop, 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 pop.
Right.
He sees that bitch. He's like, hey, remember that dick I put on you? Was it worth getting the house flipped over? Mm. And that bitch was like, nope. And at first, spoiler alert, at first she was like, eh.
Yeah, she was like, nah, nigga.
Nigga, I know. She's like, whatever happened to that crazy bitch? She's like, oh, yeah, I married her. He's like, you know what?
He's like, yeah. No. Oh, and she put that nigga on the security list.
Yeah. Like, that nigga, bam. So anyway, she was like, I can meet you out off of campus or whatever. So they met. Had coffee. He just said he needed some advice. That's all he wanted. He was faithful to this bitch for 19 strong years. He did cheat before they was married, but he never would hurt her again. He loved her crazy ass. Eye twitch. That's my eye twitch because he loved that crazy bitch.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Anyway, we almost to the end, y'all. It's getting good. Trust me. Fuck Tyler Perry. I should have wrote this shit. So anyway.
It should have been pre-recorded.
So his sister. My sister finds the bitch wallet. Like, he was like, oh, I dropped the wallet. He had a whole long excuse why he had to drop the wallet. She goes and brings it to crazy bitch instead of bringing it to him. But that's another, I'll keep that in my opinions. So she's already crazy. See what happened last time? He's like, oh, and it's this same bitch? She started taking her earrings off, getting Vaseline. Somebody fit to die. Meanwhile, the same bitch that he was fucking with is like, hey, Robert, this nigga finally don't think you crazy. Come on and get this chisack, right? So he's like, go and get his fucking gale force battery and shit, trying to take it down there. And she's like, nah, you fucking this nigga. And she whooping this nigga ass in the front. He just trying to like, hey, baby, stop it. Like, hold her down.
Right, you
y'all know when your nigga jump on top of your ass, right?
Keep going.
Y'all know they, yeah, the whole time is, anyway, we'll get to that shit. So y'all know, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas know, y'all didn't get jumped on by your girl and you ain't a woman beater. So like, look, baby, look. And so he just rolling around in the dirt with her trying to get the bitch off him because he got $1 billion fucking idea. It's a battery that recharges itself. Fuck gas. Fuck solar. This battery gonna power everything. This nigga powered his whole house by that shit one time before he blew the shit up. So it's a good fucking battery. You know what I'm saying? So he's getting out of it. So finally, he's like, fuck it. He walks all the way down to that shit, get off on the bus, sell his shit. He gets there and they just like, yo, we about to give you $800,000 for this battery off the muscle. The house ain't worth nothing but a couple. It's one of them houses your grandma stay in. Shit smell like mothballs. Whatever the fuck.
That probably about a good $200,000.
$200,000 house. He could buy the house back, still have 600 bands, go straight to the trap, buck it out. But he's like, you know what?
Wow.
Yup. Mind your business. I'm trying to tell the story now.
Keep going. We almost there.
So he's like, you know what? This shit is $1 billion. Fuck, boy. Hell no. I'm going to cook your motherfucking pale, pasty ass motherfucker trying to give me $800,000 when I know this shit's worth $1 billion.
Fuck yeah, $800,000.
Yeah. Like, nigga, I know this shit worth $1 trillion. And that shit was, spoiler alert, but he goes back to the house and he's like, yo. He was like, yo, you fuck, nigga. You're out here. The tail. You out here fucking on with the same bitch that caused my sister ain't had no fucking kids because you fucked up her ovaries and you ain't shit, Robert. And she here smoking a cigarette the whole time. And this bitch ain't never smoked a cigarette the whole fucking movie, so you know she crazy, right? She and this bitch like, Robert, get the fuck out of here, right?
Story, man.
So,
we'll never get to the end. Go ahead.
So Robert was like, you know, I had $800,000. He's like, ain't no $800,000, you bitch, nigga, you lying. He lying now, he lying. He ain't shit. You know how the motherfuckers be in the background. He ain't shit now. He's like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm out. And don't come back, bitch.
Nah, that nigga didn't leave like that. He left like a little bitch.
Yeah, but he going and got his Nina Simone album because Nina Simone is the fucking truth. And that shit was on vinyl. He could have sold that shit on eBay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would have get a nigga right now $1,000 for that shit because it was look like an original print. Anyway, that's beside the point. Anyway, he's living in shelters, bucking and booming, trying to make it. She over here getting dicked down by this Chris Brown looking nigga that grew up looking more like Roy Jones Jr. It was weird as fuck.
Nigga look like Anderson Paak.
You know what I'm saying? Long story is he ain't had that goddamn Robert dick.
He ain't had Robert dick.
She was like, take me home, nigga. You ain't putting that motherfucker.
That nigga was trying to go to sleep. She's like, listen, nigga, take me home, nigga.
She had Robert walls. That nigga didn't have no Robert dick. That's the problem. Anyway, so. Long story short is, he ends up, the girl say, where you staying at? The girl that he was cheating off before that worked in the place, like, where you staying? He's like, I'm in this homeless shelter. This nigga stole my phone when I was
sleeping. Talking about Robert.
She didn't have no phone. Robert like, boom, boom, boom. She's like, Robert, I'm coming to get you. So anyway, she come to get you. Robert put that Robert dick on her, and all of a sudden.
Oh, he ain't put a dick on her off the back now.
She remembered about that Robert dick, though.
She ran the nigga bath and all that stuff. Now yeah. She was just trying to take care of that nigga now.
Anyway.
Tell the story right now.
All
right,
so anyway, he ain't put the Robert dick on her. Whatever. But he did put that Robert dick on her back.
He wasn't divorced yet.
We're over now. Hurry up. Nah, this shit is good, though. Anyway, so long story short is they end up getting divorced, so they want me to speed it up. They end up getting a divorce. Soon as they get a divorce, right, Robert shit hit. And when I say that shit hit, it hit for $875 million motherfucking dollars. And this nigga get to keep the rights to the goddamn Gale Force shit. So he about to have a trade deal. He's thinking about to be Steve Jobs.
Right.
All kind of white girl pussy. But he says, nope. I'm keeping it with the sisters, right? You could ask Robert. So anyway, so he goes through there, and he's like, and let me tell you about this nigga. Yo, every time you think Robert's a bitch-ass nigga, but Robert's like, look, crazy bitch. He go, I know that I spent up $1,235,000. That's the exact number.
That was the exact
number. Over 19 years of your hard-earned money.
And 7 cents.
That
bitch kept all the way down
to 6 cents. I'm going to give your ass $10 million, and I brought your mama raggedy-ass house back. Here go the keys.
10 mil.
Same piss stains on the carpet. Bitch, but you got $10 million. Pop color on that hoe.
Now
walked off, but he said, "I still love you." She's like, "Robin, I don't want this shit." And then he's like,
"Nah." It was like right before he gave it to her, she already had that curve. Nigga, oh, you mm-hmm. come here, you done borrow somebody's suit, mm-hmm. nigga.
Don't she know that's a vital important thing because Robert probably would have took that motherfucking snack if she would.
Yeah, I think he would have took her back, but she came out there with that old.
But he had already prepared for the curve and had her $10 million check. So anyway, long story short, as he was like, she started jumping about when you this read shit. This. She started thinking about this shit because we almost over. She started thinking about this shit. She's like, Robert, it wasn't that bad. He did it. He got his $10 million. He started jumping in on his sister shit. She started cursing everybody out like, fuck this. She goes back to Robert's penthouse in the sky in her motherfucking panty drawers and a goddamn trench coat. You know that bitch when he give you some of that monster tell the whole pussy, movie, right?
Man, we gonna talk about it when you had to tell a whole movie, man. Anyway, look at her.
This bitch went crazy. And she tried to kill everybody. And the white people ain't stubborn. And she was on a boat. And the bitch died. She got tied by her anger. And whose fault is it? Is it Robert's fault that the bitch went crazy? Or is it that bitch's fault? Go, Cash. All right,
so Cash gives me the whole story in book form. I thought it was gonna be short form summary.
No, but, that shit was a good movie though.
This nigga want to talk about this movie since forever. Hold up, real quick, Cash. When did you watch the movie?
Yesterday.
Goddamn, he waited suggested to talk the whole movie. All right, go ahead, Cash.
So it's fresh. What I will say is that as far as whose fault it is, it's definitely his fault.
Oh, fuck you! I mute him.
Mute that nigga, man.
Robin ain't do nothing but drop dick off on in the tree. Okay.
Here's why. Because I'm gonna give it to you in the most simplest form. When he pulled up to his camper that was next to a stream of houses, and she said, "Can I come in?" Red motherfucking flag. Nigga, you walked there. You walked to her house to avoid her seeing where you live because you didn't even want to be in the space that she was in. And the fact that she was willing and wanted to be invited into your camper, that was the first red flag. Like, hold on, something ain't right about it. Say, all right, maybe she just love a nigga, but she right. just met you. So she shouldn't love you because she just met you. Even after that, you still was under the impression that she did it out of love and that she saw potential in you. When she knocked over your shit with a car, I'm done. I'm out. Where's the exit? Get me the fuck out of here. That's like the Get Out movie. And then after you see the pictures, you don't leave and you sit here asking, bitch, where the keys at? Bitch, where the keys at? No, fuck the keys. Hit the woods and start running like old boy did. Because this is when you need to get the fuck out. When your house is flipped over.
This nigga feeling this shit. Go ahead, keep going, Cash.
Loan you money and go deeper down the rabbit hole. Not let her pay for your phone and go deeper down the rabbit hole. Not marry her and go deeper down the rabbit hole. Nigga, you played yourself. And then you gave her $10 million. You want to know why you came up with $10 million? Because you knew she's 10 times crazier than the person that you can just give $1 million back to. And she proved.
Yes, go. I'm fighting the urge.
Okay. First of all, it is his fault.
Oh, my God.
It's his fault. Because let me tell you this. He sold her on a dream. But the thing is, that was his dream. That was his dream. That dream did not include her in it. So that when you finally... First, I mean, I can see his side of you and I can see her. But he played into her crazy. He played into it. Just like Cass said, he didn't leave when he had all the chances to leave. And just like she had chances to leave every time. Mm-hmm. So they both at fault, but he played into her crazy more because he knew what he was getting into. He became dependent on her. He wasn't trying to do for him. So the more he depended on her, the crazier she got. So he could have left. He did not leave. So
get her ass, Fred.
Let her finish.
Go ahead, Fred.
Go ahead.
We're finna cook you because this shit is y'all got this shit all wrong.
It was all her fault. That I'm gonna tell you why. No. Wait. She missed the very first sign when this nigga said his auntie won't even let this nigga live in the motherfucking house. So he living in a camper in her driveway since she been 14 years old. 14. The aunt won't even let this nigga in the house.
In the house.
That nigga was a fuck nigga from the beginning. Your auntie,
from the beginning.
From the beginning. And you got to see the motherfucking signs.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Woo! now let me go. Let me put in on my this, bad. Okay?
Let me get back.
Hey, get back in on that. Okay. So, with that being said, right? Yeah, that was the initial thing.
Nigga, the auntie don't let this nigga live in the house.
This nigga was like, you know, he ain't want pussy, but honestly, if they're gonna throw it to you, you're gonna take it. They had an electric connection, so once you go ahead and bond like that, it's over for both of them. It ain't no more red flags. The main reason why it's her fault is because she did not say she was fed up the first year. She didn't say she was fed up the first month. She didn't say she was fed up the first 6 months. She said she was fed up the first year. She sit there and bottled that shit in and let that nigga not do shit but work on that shit. He didn't sell that bitch a dream. That nigga dream became a reality. You walk at your own pace. You walk at your own pace. This the next man could probably do that shit in a year. It took him 20 years.
Robert's the bitch nigga. I'm sorry.
He's a bitch nigga.
It's all his fault.
He gave that dream to the next bitch. He didn't include that dream, never included Melinda.
I'm talking about before the dreams.
Because she divorced him.
I'm talking about before the dreams, though. Cash, am I wrong? Before the dreams?
Wait. Before all dreams, before the dreams were sold, who was more fucked up? Was he more fucked up or was she more fucked up? Was she crazy before the dreams, before the dick?
She was always crazy. Her sister said that shit. You was crazy.
She was a virgin. She was a virgin. So that
wait. So she was always crazy. Then it's his but not seeing because she was always
crazy. She was always crazy, but he was always ain't shit.
But she is the only man
she's
ever been with.
I got a 15-year-old son to sleep wherever the fuck he want in my house except my room, and he do whatever the fuck he want to do out there. He did something so fucked up as AT said, you can't stay with me, bitch. You better stay in this fucked up ass camp.
Families be in the camper since 14.
Like him being a fuck nigga at 14. Families be fucked up. But at the end of the day, she's always been crazy. And him, what she did is a part of who she is. If you meet Pablo Escobar and you play him or you play a click on him or you waste his time and he kill you or he come after you, that's expected. You know this motherfucker crazy.
So here's the thing. I want to address something that Desiree said. He gave that dream to the next bitch. You mean to tell me he wasn't trying to get that dream to her?
He was trying to,
but he never did. But he wasn't trying to move quick enough for that dream. And so when he finally got that dream,
quick enough, this nigga stood outside. He stood outside the little spot every day, damn near. Well, how quick you want him to move? They wasn't letting him in the building.
So also too as well. If she told the nigga, if she would have told the nigga to give up on that shit and go to work, he would have gave up on that shit and go to work. Do you see how easy it was when it was like, yo, fuck that shit, you going to work for free? That nigga was like, okay, I'll do it.
Right now,
he's only doing what he allowed to do. What
did he let him do? But he should have manned up from jump and was like, look, I know I can't, I'm not going to get this big job. I'm going to work and I'm going to work on my dream on the side. Like, if you going home after your job and not working on your dream, you're doing something wrong.
You're right. He could have got a job. Yeah, you're right about that.
So if I'm having sex with you and you don't climax and we have sex for 19 years and you never once complained about not climaxing, you gave up the right on the 20th year to say, bitch, you ain't never made me bust a nut. Well, you could have told me that shit. The third time you didn't bust a nut, so I could have figured out a way to do something, lift my leg up, arch my back, take some goddamn pills, something.
And, you know, Robert didn't give up on her until that night when them boy was standing inside the lower hallway and the brothers and the sisters and shit, like they came in. And when they started coming at him, that was the very first time that she didn't defend him. And she just kind of let them boy have him. Was just like, no, that battery shit ain't gonna work. You need to get the job. Da, da, da. She normally would tell the boy to back the fuck off. That was the first time she didn't defend him. So at that point, I think that's when Robert gave up on her.
They both at fault, to be honest.
And he still came inside of divorce shit like, bitches, you really doing this?
Yeah, and he still was trying to get back.
I got on my button up and my khakis and I got the
Nick, you were washing dishes. Shut up.
You know, I came here for you.
Oh, my bad. And side note, man, fuck her sister too, man.
Yeah, she was a stinky bitch. Actually, it's her sister's fault.
is this podcast our Gale Force battery?
Correct, but I still have a job.
We all still work.
Yeah. So bills are paid. You know what I'm saying? It is paid. You know what I'm saying? It could still get paid even if my wife didn't work. I got dreams. It just wouldn't be comfortable. And
the dreams won't keep the lights on.
He said, all right, Latell said, order in the court. Next topic. This shit got confused at this point. All right, fuck it. Whose mans is this?
Go watch the movie. Whose mans is this?
Tyler Perry, you owe me some money because I know whose mans is this?
Hey, does somebody have a person with whose mans is this?
Desiree, do you know whose mans is this?
You're going to say it.
Why do y'all do this to me every week? Why?
Because everybody says except you.
Everybody says
because you. I can't say it like y'all. Y'all make fun of me.
And says except you is one word.
Says except you.
You make fun of me when I do it, so no.
Nobody's gonna make fun of you. Everybody close their eyes.
Anyway, let's go. Hey guys, real quick. Please let us know the next movie that you want to watch. Not inside the chat, because I don't go back.
Please,
this
no
shit.
More Tyler Perry movies. I'm not watching Boo Boo.
We will watch it. We don't give a fuck what
nah,
it is.
Nah, man, I'm not watching
no
movie.
No. Shut up. We'll watch it. And next time it'll be shorter. All right.
And Fridge, do not let him do the synopsis.
I got you.
I guarantee
the next one,
you, this synopsis was entertaining as fuck.
It was long as a bitch, though.
I'll do it. I'll write it.
As long as the movie.
So, this week's Who's
Hey, yo,
Man
Cash,
is,
what the fuck, man?
That synopsis was long.
Oh,
as
that's
my
Cash. I thought that was a cartoon Cash, goddamn. You know, nigga, them eyebrows match, nigga.
This week's Who's Man's Is This is Dwight Howard for shooting a shot at a version of himself with a wig.
this nigga look
just like Dwight Howard just got finished getting fucked by Dwight Howard. With a wig.
Side, no, he a bottom.
Yeah, so yes. 6'11" but he's bottom. Not whose man's this for being a 6'11" bottom because we are with the rainbow shit. Right?
The fuck?
He's a whose man's this for not living in his truth. Cash, another side note, this nigga that here, he's not a transsexual. He's just a homosexual male with long hair, and his name is Mason.
What? You need to change your name, man.
No, you don't.
Mason.
You had it first.
Hey, I just want to say, we do favor each other, so that's weird as fuck.
Cash, and this nigga got his shit zipped up all the way to the top the way you be doing it.
I literally went through 8 different pictures of this nigga.
Trying to find one that didn't look like Cash?
Find the one that looked most like Cash.
What the fuck, man? You gonna try to find the one that don't look like Cash, man.
Yeah, I said, the fuck?
Yo, Cash, I apologize.
I wouldn't be me if I did.
Yo, Cash, can you grow facial hair? I'm just asking.
For a friend.
Nah, I just know a lot of niggas that can't grow facial hair. I'm like, how do you not grow facial hair? I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way when you
like, I got home, but that shit just grow, like, underneath his neck. I'm like, nigga, why the fuck you ain't grow way down here? Don't grow on your face at all.
Allegedly, somebody. All this is allegedly, though. This is all alleged. But the most interesting part about this whole story is that Dwight Howard's pastor called the shorty up. Read the disclaimer.
Oh, we ain't never feel this whole zero responsibility for the outcome of the fuck life and say.
Dwight Howard's pastor called Buddy up and was threatening him. Like on some gangster shit. His pastor.
Her.
No, he. I specifically did work on this. He is a he. He's not transgender. He is a homosexual male with long hair. He's not. He does not identify as a woman. But he says you can call him cis. He doesn't mind that because cis feels like cis does not have a gender. It's just a word. And so he said you can call him cis, but he is a man.
Plus, he's the man of the relationship.
And he put dick on Dwight Howard allegedly.
Go ahead, Des. Sounds like you about to say something.
I was gonna say apparently he's messing with this dude, but cheating on him with a transgendered.
Right. That's what got.
Yeah, he's going to check.
That's what made the shit bubble.
That's what got. If he wasn't out there sneaking and freaking with transgendered people and orgies, she would have kept his dirty little Twinkie secret. And I found that word on the internet.
Like as I'm staring at this picture, I'm reading the words under it. And oh, I just know instantly, like, just one of those ironic, like, oxymoronic moments. Because it was like, But today my life was great. Like, if I was scared to say something to my wife about her food, and then she threatened me and said, if you say something about my food, I'll kill you. That's not the time that I say, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to say what I got to say. Like, if I was already scared, and then my life was threatened, I would continue to be silent and scared. And I just don't understand the mechanics of how you could be afraid, and that's why you didn't speak. I think that that first statement is a lie, and that the reason that they did that he didn't speak was because he didn't have a problem. But then once the transgender person stepped into the role and you got all territorial about your NBA player, then you decided to speak. And I think that his life being threatened had nothing to do with it. It was a pride thing.
Why the hell did you show me that?
Because the way Howard in the past has grabbed teammates' nuts on the bench. He just walks up and just grabs his teammates' nuts. Everybody thought it was a joke before, but now we know. Yeah, he like them. He like the nuts.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's
he like the way to
live your truth, sis.
Didn't he have a buttocks injury like last season too?
He did. He did. He had lower back problems.
No, it was the buttocks.
They said he had a. They say he had a slip disc. No, that wasn't what the fuck they called it. Fuck did they call it? I can't remember the thing when they called it.
Oh my god.
No, he ain't. It wasn't sciatica. It was a slip disc, and I was like, it sounded like a slip dick. Yeah. Yo, stop, man. Look, there's nothing wrong with it. Just don't be sloppy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you out here trying to act like you're not. Like, do it, bro.
Yo, what?
Do it. You know what I mean?
What?
We try to be on the low with it, man. Let them boy know who you is, man. Let the flag fly.
Living your truth, guys.
And I knew it was over him when he moved back to Atlanta. I was like, yep.
What's that mean?
He about to go down on Rainbow Row or whatever the thing called.
Gaberhood.
The Gaberhood. There you go.
Midtown Atlanta.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with it, guys. This is we're not gay bashing. We're not really going in on. I think the worst part about it is how fast he tries to hide it. I mean, this will probably go away. We'll say this is allegedly. And we probably hear nothing else.
It's just
about
more
this
question you have to ask me.
You know, and
for me to tell you about myself.
And next week will be like
a whole spiel.
He had a herniated disc.
I don't even know where you're sitting at.
He had a herniated disc, or what they call a slip disc, back in 2013. That was the start of it.
Yeah, somebody said he had a lot of ass injuries in the group. I was like, what? I was like, I follow basketball, but I never remember this nigga having an ass injury. Anyway, guys. All we're saying is,
and
why
weakness in his left leg.
He obviously has his type, and his type is himself. Because Dwight Howard looks just like this young man, yo. Arched eyebrows and all.
Cash, this nigga had brown Cash, tips.
This nigga is you. If you was fucking Dwight Howard. This is crazy.
What?
I said I am both flattered and disgusted.
Yeah, that's normally how you leave away from conversations with me. It's okay.
I mean, he's a beautiful man.
I want to end this shit because I have on a white hoodie and there is cupcakes waiting for me that are chocolate, and my wife didn't want me to look like I had doo-doo on my shirt.
During the show.
It's gonna
be a doodle.
She says
on the
shirt, I eat like a toddler,
home.
And I just feel like I eat like a fat nigga.
Nah, I'm a fat nigga. I'll spill cupcakes all over my shirt, man.
I don't think I'll spill. I can eat without spilling.
If you started the show with cupcake streaks on your sweater, we definitely would have said you was eating booty.
Yeah.
All right, Cash. Last words.
Last words.
You forgot?
What? You said you had a sciatica?
You got a slip disc? Looseness in your left leg?
What did he say?
Tighten up, nigga.
What? It keeps going out like you're getting bleeped, nigga. White Jesus don't want you to say it. I want you to say it, though.
I said I have a twin.
You have a Twinkie. Mm-hmm. A twin. Oh, he says he has a twin. And this nigga name is him. Latell's last word is don't eat booty before a show in a white shirt. Desiree, your last words. Go.
My last word is it wasn't on the show, but Future got another baby mama and he trying to kill her.
Ooh, next week, sis. Next week, sis. Relax. Fridge, go.
If you watch,
funny as hell. I don't know why that's funny.
If you watch an Acrimony, don't answer life's messages in the middle of the movie because it looks suspicious.
This nigga said he had to pee during the whole movie, but he was scared to go to the bathroom.
I was like, yeah, because I was like, I would hate to come out the bathroom and then in the movie, Robert goes to the bathroom and do some fuck shit. Now I'm about to get in trouble because Robert done did some fuck shit in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? He done went in the bathroom and hide a bitch panties or something. She'd be like, what were you doing in the bathroom? I had to pee. How the fuck Robert was on? Why I pee so hard in that movie, bro? How about not pulling that toilet? That's my last word.
Man. Last word. Go like this page Who's Man's Podcast. Who's Man's Podcast everywhere.
And we got